I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, yesterday on The Hard Shoulder, we spoke with Councillor Martin Harley. He's a publican and chairperson of the Donegal Vintners Federation about the increase in the price of Guinness. But he also had this to say about how people are not going to pubs anymore, but choosing to drink at home.
What we do see is that the amount of alcohol that is sold in Ireland is probably higher now than it was 10 years ago. But it's not the pubs that are selling it. It's the off sales. It's off sales. So people are not drinking less, unfortunately. They're probably drinking more on an uncontrolled environment at home where there's possibly kids there as well, which is not good for the long-term. It's not good for long-term health, as you say, there, even for mental health. For people going out to a pub and meeting their friends and having a drink, they're going to drink less. Plus, there is a closing time. There's no closing time at home.
Well, to discuss all of this, I'm joined now by Siobhan O'Neill White of MAMS.ie and Brendan Kelly, Trinity College Dublin psychiatry professor. You're both very welcome to the programme. I'm going to come to you first, Siobhan. Do you relate to that? Is your socialising now more likely to take place at home than it is out in the pub meeting friends?
I love going out. I just don't get the opportunity as often as I'd like because I have four kids and it's just busy and they have a better social life than me and I'm always dropping and picking up and stuff like that. But, you know, we were out a couple of weeks ago and my mum and me went up to get a round. I think it was for five drinks. Nothing mad or anything like that now. And my mum handed the barman a 50 and he went, "You're going to need to give more than that." And we were really shocked that it was like 55 euro, 56 euro. And there was no cocktails or anything in it. And we were like, "Oh my God, that's so expensive." So it is actually quite expensive to go out and have a few drinks. And if me and my husband are going out, we'll actually go for dinner. And we'll make a night of it. We won't just go out for a few drinks. We'd go and have dinner and we'd have some wine and stuff like that. So I think going out is quite expensive. But in terms of drinking at home, I personally don't think it's a good idea to drink a lot of alcohol around your children. I don't think it's good, you know, to have that as a regular routine. And I'm very conscious. We might have a few glasses of wine on a Friday or a Saturday. But very, you know, very conscious of not, I wouldn't be drinking spirits at home or cocktails or any of that kind of stuff.
Why?
I'm very conscious. I don't want to be drunk in front of my children. I don't want to be, you know, I don't know. I think people can get a little bit loud and a little, you know, maybe you might say things that you might not say if you've had drink on you. So I just think, I don't think it's good to be drunk and having a lot of alcohol in front of your children. So I'm definitely in the camp of not having a lot of alcohol around them. I don't like it. I don't think it's good.
Small amounts of alcohol in front of your kids. I mean, are you conscious of opening the bottle of wine on a Friday night and maybe having a glass on Friday and a glass or two on Saturday? Are you conscious of them seeing that? Are you worried about that?
I think I'm not worried about that. I think because usually on Friday and Saturday, we might cook nice dinner. So we, you know, my husband and myself be in the kitchen, might be making, like, sometimes we'll do like a beef bourguignon or, you know, coq au vin or something like that. And we will have a glass of wine with dinner and we might have a glass of wine after dinner. But it's not, you know, taking on a lot of alcohol. And I'm not mad about people, you know, I wouldn't have people over at the weekends and we're all drinking. I don't like that around my children. And we just don't do it. Even when, you know, we've had confirmations and communions and things like that in the house. And sometimes people might have a few drinks, but everyone's kind of gone home by 7 o'clock, where I know I've been to other, you know, houses where people are really knocking back the drink and it could go on till like 1 or 2 in the morning. Personally, I don't like that. And I don't think that's good for the children. And I don't think, you know, those kind of celebrations, I don't think they should revolve around alcohol. I think they should revolve around the children. So maybe I'm a little bit prudish, I don't know, but I personally don't think that's good to have that around the kids.
Okay, I want to bring in Brendan Kelly here. Professor Kelly, what do we know about children being exposed to alcohol use at home? And I'm not talking about sort of harmful levels where there's, you know, a really, really dangerous relationship with alcohol being seen in the household. I'm talking about that casual drinking that a lot of parents do now at the weekend, because in the past, maybe they would have gone out, but they've decided for whatever reasons, generally financial, that actually they'll have their couple of drinks at home instead.
The first thing to say is children do what their parents do. Children, you know, copy what their parents do. So if parents have poor practices around alcohol, children will do the same thing. The other point to make, Kira, is that when there is alcohol around, children tend to have their first drink earlier in life. And we know very clearly now that the later a child has a first drink of alcohol, the less likely they are to ever have a problem with alcohol. So sometimes one hears families saying, you know, they want to introduce children to alcohol at home at a relatively young age in that environment rather than out. But the simple fact is the later the first drink, the better it is for the child. So in terms of, if you like, more normal levels of alcohol consumption, really the less in front of the children, the better. And obviously they shouldn't join in. You know, that should be left as late as possible so that they don't develop alcohol problems into the future.
And what is the danger here? Is it seeing your parents drinking large volumes or seeing your parents drinking frequently?
The biggest danger is seeing that alcohol is central to life, or that alcohol is an essential part of celebrations, or that major events are fundamentally about alcohol. This can give children the wrong message. Whereas, you know, events and family celebrations are about connection. They're about attachment and trust and spending time together. So that should be front and center. When we make alcohol at the center of our celebrations, we are sending the wrong message to children. And they learn that alcohol is a necessary part of events rather than sometimes being part of events.
I'm just very conscious that when I was growing up, we didn't really see alcohol in the home at all. I don't ever recall seeing my parents open a bottle of wine. We may have gone out for, as you say, communions or had a party in the house for a confirmation, but it didn't really feature in our house. And yet I would say my generation grew up socialising a lot and probably drinking much higher levels of alcohol than previous generations. So how does that all work?
Yes, I mean, it is very complex because there are so many factors, and we know young people are drinking less alcohol now than ever before. But of course, during the COVID pandemic, we had this vast experiment when drinking of alcohol moved from the public space, you know, from pubs and nightclubs and hotels, it moved into homes, into people's houses. And one of the consequences here of this, Kira, and around the world, it was increased violence against women in the home, fueled by alcohol. So when alcohol consumption moves wholesale out of public space and into private homes, that is very problematic, particularly in terms of violence against women and children.
Okay, what about the thing that I think a lot of parents do now, right? It's the weekend and you've been going all day and you've brought them to all of their GA practice and their music classes, and then come 4 o'clock, you decide, you know what, let's go out and grab something to eat, or we'll go to the local and we'll have our 2 drinks there for our weekend and they can have something to eat. Is that problematic?
No, I mean, if alcohol is embedded as part of a family outing where it's not the focus, that's okay. It is probably worth saying that the World Health Organization, which used to provide lots of guidance about alcohol, is now very clear that the less alcohol you drink, the better. So the ideal amount for mental and physical health is zero alcohol. Now, for a lot of people, that is just not possible. Given
I would
their
say
life
for the vast majority of people listening here, the idea of going complete teetotal would be too far.
Interestingly, Ireland has one of the highest rates of people drinking no alcohol at all in the world, even at the moment. But the point is that that is the advice, and it's worth bearing in mind, especially if you do go out and if you feel you must drink because of your social group, because of your life, and you want to have connection with people, just to bear in mind, the less you drink, the better you'll feel physically and mentally. And each person will reach their own balance with that advice. So I'm not preaching absolute abstinence. I'm just saying that it's worth bearing in mind that the less a person drinks, the healthier they will be physically, mentally, and also within their family.
Siobhan, would you allow your child to, you know, put their fingers into a pint of Guinness and draw their smiley face, for example?
I wouldn't encourage it, no. I know some parents would let their kids drink at home from an earlier age. We did not encourage any of that kind of behaviour. And actually, my son just wasn't interested in alcohol at all when he turned 18, when he turned 19. He just wasn't bothered with it. So myself and my husband having a glass of wine on the weekends doesn't seem to have had that effect on him. We don't make alcohol central to our celebrations. I think that is the key. So, like I said, with the family get-togethers, we usually have them in the daytime. Even on Christmas Eve, we had all the family over. A few people had a couple of glasses of bubbly. A few people didn't. It wasn't about alcohol. It was about being together, doing our secret Santas. It was about family being together. I was drinking ginger ale that day. I was busy running around doing bits and bobs. So it's not something that is essential to our family gatherings. And we'd go out for dinner and I might drive down and I might drive home. I might say to my husband, you can have a pint if you want, I'll drive. So again, it's not something that's, it's not something that I need to have. And, you know, there's so many alcohol-free drinks now that if somebody kind of wants to have a pint of Guinness, they can have the Guinness Zero, or, you know, there's lots of alcohol-free beers and things like that that you can have. And then alcohol-free cocktails and stuff like that. If you want to kind of feel like you're kind of having a drink, but you're not really having a drink. But to be honest, I'd be just happy with a glass of ginger ale. It wouldn't bother me. Sometimes I like to have a cocktail, but again, it's not something that I need to have. And it's not something that I want my children to see me doing a lot of.
Siobhan O'Neill White and Brendan Kelly, thanks for taking the time to speak to us.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.